Hi, Brad.
Hey, Ryan, how are you this morning?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
I knew that. I knew that.
Well, it's easy to be fantastic when the sun is shining and the sky's blue and
Yeah, a little role reversal. Southern Florida, we're getting our lawns greened.
Oh, well, that's good. You
And
could probably use it.
yeah.
So really what I called you about instead of a weather synopsis is integration of the mind. And for two
Okay.
posts, you have made the same statement, and I'm going to read the statement back to you just to bring your recollection up to the top. And it's it's Spirit's words to you, and these are the words. A whirling dervish does not get to the point of awareness and truth that can be absorbed personally through the study of knowledge uncovered by anyone else, no matter how highly esteemed by others who live within the expression of humanity. It is time to gather your board of advisors, as I will speak to you through them, and this will be an important part of your new walk with I Am, which is always new in the now. You're going to learn how to change the paradigm that has been holding you back. You are ready for this, and it will be a dramatic shift in complete awareness to you. Now, if I read the two articles, basically, part 12 and part 13, both focus around the unification or the command to the subconscious mind to just get it done. And I'm wondering, over the last week, how has that been working for you? And how do you implement that? How have you been implementing that idea?
Simply by doing that, get it done and trust that it will. And I've been amazed at the results. And I'm also amazed at my own proclivity to want to remind it that it needs to get it done. And then realizing that the new paradigm is that I don't have to remind it. You know, I have to admit, I've been preaching forever to things that I got out of both that I received directly because I needed them at the time. I'm not denigrating it or saying that it was a bad thing to go through, but, you know, I think I've shared with you in the past that when I was, well, I don't want to get into that. That's how it's been going, is just to realize that I can trust the subconscious. And I'm talking about my own personal subconscious now. I'm not talking about God or the universe or spirit or whatever, but I can trust the subconscious to align itself with the spirit or with God to do what I want to be done, and that is to be connected and be controlled by spirit. And I'm seeing that come about in ways I hadn't seen before.
Like?
So it's been very interesting to me, and that's the last several days.
Can you give me
an
example?
It's exciting. I'm not going to specify it because I think it would be different for everybody, but a couple of habits that I felt really needed to be changed. I'm not saying they were bad habits, not that, that's not the issue, but the issue is I have a tendency to habitually do some things. Well, I'll get specific, and it has to do with judging certain things. And I feel like you and I have both learned that we need to leave a lot of our judging and our coming to conclusions and figuring out things behind, and that we need to be in tune with what spirit, at what level of God or spirit is vibrating at, and getting into that level. And I have this tendency to always want to take over, you know, with my conscious mind, and I'm seeing that fall away. I'm seeing the need fall away, and I'm seeing that it's what I've told the subconscious to do. You know, just get it done. You know, take this over. This is not my job. It's your job. Just like my heart beating, and just like breathing, and everything else. And I'm amazed, Brian. It's really working for me.
Good. Well, this is kind of a departure, right? Because, you know, if we look back at Brad Cullen writings over the last few years, actually probably the last year, both of us had been coming to the conclusion that we're at war with our subconscious mind, and that our subconscious mind has these written programs in it that we need to stamp out, erase, delete, correct in some way. And you know, both of us have studied in different areas to facilitate that, both the tapping that we recommended previously, and neurolinguistic programming actually is purposed to remove or diminish the power that the subconscious mind has over the conscious and emotional parts of our lives. So this is kind of like a, wow, we've come 180 degrees.
Yeah, and I would like to defend my older practices, but I'm sensing I don't need to defend them. It's just it's an era. It's a shift. It's a not only a shift in paradigms, I think it's a shift in consciousness and awareness that whatever has gone on before has worked together for the good, so that it was prepared to do it. So I guess I would say in defense that I needed what went on previously to help the cause, so to speak, but that is falling away, and I don't know if we've gotten to it yet, or it's just in my mind, or what, but what came to me recently is that the subconscious is like the engineer down in the bottom of a big ship, and the conscious is like the captain of the ship, and that I needed to give the engineer or the subconscious permission to override when I didn't know squat about something anyway, to give permission to override. You know, like if, to use this example, it's coming to me, like a captain may see the need to really get maximum power out of the engine to do some sort of an avoiding maneuver, and the engineer knows that if it followed the order of the captain, the engine would blow up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that. And so I need to trust the engineer and to work with, and of course what I was told was that the new paradigm is to be in loving partnership. So it's a partnership arrangement, and that the conscious can learn from the subconscious greatly. We all know, I mean, we've been told for years that the subconscious can process, you know, billions of bits of information to what the conscious can do, you know, per second. And so we all know it's more powerful. Yeah, it's the conscious that we make decisions and do any number of things, and that we're aware of what's going around us in this third dimension reality, to use that term. But at the same time, if we're in partnership with the subconscious, it can help us greatly. And particularly what Spirit has shown me is that because my conscious goal is to be connected continually, what better force or power within me can keep that ship on course, so to speak, than the subconscious, which is more aware of the vibrations, if we're going to use that term, or the frequencies that are ongoing, then I am consciously aware of it. And that's coming right off the top, but it's really true, and it's what I saw when this first started. So as you can see, I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, that's good. And that's good.
And it hasn't fully worked its way through to my conscious level, so I understand it at all. I'm in a position of kind of overwhelm that, wow, this is wonderful and it's marvelous, and I'm just learning all sorts of things because of it.
Yeah.
I wish I was more knowledgeable about what's going on, only so I can poise myself as some sort of expert, but I don't. I don't know squat about what's going on. I just know I love it. And how does it get any better than this, Ryan?
I'm not sure, but I'm quite positive it will.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, something that struck me while you were talking is the linear thinking pattern of hierarchical structures that we have built into our minds that subjugates the subconscious mind to the conscious mind. And I think that that's where the big fault lies, is that we figure somebody has to be in charge or somebody needs to be in authority at any given time. But the reality is that it's co-workers hand in hand, lockstep, all in one, to move forward. And without that form of integration or unification, it's very challenging to do so. And whether that is the subconscious mind that we're aligning with, or whether it's our physical body. I mean, if you're trying to achieve something and you're an athlete, aligning your subconscious mind with your conscious mind and your physical body is required. Otherwise, forget it. You're not moving anywhere.
Yeah, and how else do you say it? I mean, I couldn't even begin to repeat what you just said. It was far over my head intellectually, but I knew that what you were saying was right on.
Well, it's one dimension, two dimension, three dimension, four dimension, and when we start to understand who we are, what we are, which is another instruction that you have in the last couple is self-awareness. Who are you really? What are the entire, what are all the components of the Brad, of the, you know, we have spiritual or religious practices that suggest that we're body, mind, spirit, and so on and so forth. And somebody can probably break that down into even further parts, but it's not a hierarchical structure. It is a oneness for the purpose of accomplishing a unified goal. And it's not just a unified goal or instance for one person, but for all people, for the entire universe. And I think we forget that, and we get caught up in, as you say at the beginning of the article, of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And it can sidetrack us, because we tend to look at things singularly rather than unified. And your last two articles are really about bringing it all back together, putting the pieces back together to function properly.
Yeah, the I've begun coining in my mind, and I got it from a dream a couple of nights ago, the reintegration of the mind, getting back to our roots of spirit and who we really are, that we are really the part of them from the beginning. And this is very difficult for us to see, as long as we're trapped in this, as you call it, linear thinking, this third dimension thought processes. And, I'm overwhelmed and excited and exhilarated and happy, and just as some of the simple tools that you and I've been learning and that we've been sharing. So I'm like a newborn kid.
That's good. So you are getting younger in more ways than one.
Yeah. That now, thank you. Thank you for recognizing it, that it is more than one way. I looked in the mirror this morning. I couldn't believe it. I'm getting younger every day, Ryan.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, thanks for expanding today, Brad. I really appreciate it, and I hope that that our audience gets more out of these articles. I found them a bit challenging myself, and this conversation has helped a lot. So thank you very much, and I hope you have a wonderful rainy day in southern Florida.
Okay, and love you. And, how this cleared up anything is beyond me, because I couldn't even articulate what on earth it is I'm seeing and feeling, but I know it's all good. And how does it get any better? We don't know. We just know that it is.
Yeah. That, and you'll get to listen to the podcast, so that'll help.
Yeah, that's a scary thought right now, but I'll live through it.
Okay.
Hey, love you, buddy. Thanks
love you
for
too.
The call.
Bye, Brad.